I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
Oh my gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens.
Hillary, your hair looks so great today. For our listeners, Hillary's got her full curls happening, which I miss seeing. And she's wearing a Whitney Houston t-shirt.
Wow.
Hey, baby.
I hit the Target hard this summer. Target sometimes surprises me. I'm just going to throw it out there. Like sometimes I'm just walking through thinking I'm going to get paper towels, and then I see a Whitney Houston shirt and get totally sidetracked.
Well, guys, we'll get into the episode, but what's with the curly hair right now? I'm having trouble because mine's going gray too, and I feel like it's losing a little bit of its luster. But your hair always looks so great when it's curly. What are you doing?
It's never been curlier because I'm not like coloring it. I'm not putting chemicals on it, and so it's never been curlier. And I don't do anything to it anymore. I wake up and I put oil in it.
Oil, yeah.
Oil.
The okay. Most I put whey oil in it. And that's it. And it's just saving me so much time because with two kids in two different schools and like full responsibilities there and then work responsibilities, the amount of time I used to spend blowing it out is just not there right now. We might get there one day.
Yeah.
Today's not that day.
No.
Not that day. Also, I feel like, do you feel like post-pandemic, aesthetics have changed a little bit where all of the really polished stuff is like, why would you do that? Like, yeah. Everything's gone a little sideways.
Yeah, we started Zoom meetings and people were still dressing up like they were at work. Mm-hmm. And then eventually it was just full pajamas.
Yeah.
Just work meetings in t-shirts. I kind of love it though.
Listen, let's just get weird. It's the exact opposite of what this episode was, because I laughed so hard at this group of women trying to take care of babies and also throw birthday parties in high heels and dresses and
full outfits
on no sleep.
I am wearing fucking Skechers right now. I'm wearing mom Skechers sneakers. Because that's what you wear when you're parenting your brains out.
I need to pull out my Crocs. That's what I was shuffling around in this morning. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday parties in heels. Give me a break.
Those sweet little girls.
Okay. What do you think? Sophia, you want to read the intro?
Oh, boy, guys. Here we are. Season 5, episode 15, Life is Short. This originally aired April 28th, 2008. God, the era of the fancy short. I would like... I would just like to burn 2008 to the ground.
No one did it better than you. The cover of our DVD where you're in the shorts and the bustier. Iconic.
Why? Why did we decide that was Brooke's thing? Anyway, not the point. The synopsis of the episode is that Lindsay returns.
Great legs.
Lindsay returns to Tree Hill for Jamie's 5th birthday party, giving Lucas hope for their relationship. I mean, maybe false hope. Who knows? Brooke and Peyton prepare for life with a new baby. Meanwhile, Dan tries to work himself back into the lives of his family, ultimately divulging a grave secret to Nathan and Haley. This episode was directed by our very own Paul Johansson.
Yay. I remember Paul directing this one vividly.
You do? Don't.
Yes.
Because I don't either.
There's so many, like, what do the kids call them? GIFs? Memes? Whatever they are.
Yeah.
There's so many of that montage of us trying to soothe.
Yes, that I remember. I just didn't realize it was Paul.
What was hilarious is, you know, like we did all of our coverage, like doing the things, being hilarious. Mm-hmm. And then it was Angie's coverage and she didn't want to cry. And it became a problem of how are we going to make this baby cry? And like her mom came in. I remember her mom coming in being like, cry, baby. Like, come on, you cry all the time. Why are you not doing it right now? Mm-hmm. And I remember Paul being like, should I get in there and kind of oogie boogie the situation and started trying to be like scary. And we're like, Paul, no, this is like, this will be a core memory for this baby. Don't. Yeah. It was stressful because she didn't want to cry in that moment. Mm-mm.
Well, that's what I remember is that she was actually very amused. And we were like,
it's not working.
It's actually working. We're making this baby happy. And you and I were like, well, what the f*** do we do?
Yeah.
And the idea that you were supposed to scare a baby felt horrible.
We didn't want to do that.
Did we just like wind up leaving her alone in that crib for a while till she got nervous?
We ignored her.
I think we might have had to ignore her.
Yeah, she just got bored. Somebody pay attention to me.
But like making TV so dumb like that. It's like, it's scripted baby cries, right? And there's no one that thinks through the process of how are you going to make that baby cry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to do?
It's like having a dog on set too with the dog trainers that come and they're trying to lead the dog around or make it do a trick and it just will never do it exactly the moment that you need it to.
Yeah.
They end up like smearing peanut butter on your ear or something.
No, I loved all the kid energy in this episode.
Yeah, it was fun.
I just wanted to squeeze them. God, they were all so cute.
They were
Jamie
so cute.
Being cute with little Angie.
There was a lot of kid energy, even with Millie and Mouth and Skills and all the boys.
Mm-hmm. I loved.
Yeah, that was fun.
Their storyline might have been my favorite thing in the episode.
Yeah, me too.
I loved what was happening in that apartment.
Maybe that's what it was. It was like, it was all the home situations were figuring themselves out in this episode. Like, your house, Haley, like, things are getting back to normal. Mm-hmm. Things seem healthy. Yeah. Brooke's trying to figure out what her home situation is, who can help.
Yeah.
The two of you in that house with that bit, I mean, I laughed out loud, Hillary coming around the corner. I do. I want to sleep.
Yeah.
And your hair and your just everything about you was so great.
You know what I liked is that it felt like a marriage. It felt like Peyton and Brooke were in a marriage and like doing the whole newlywed thing of like, we're going to figure this out. Yeah. It felt very safe and happy to me.
Yeah, I wrote down that I really liked watching us do a buddy comedy. Like the whole opening sequence. It was long, the two of us, before it anywhere. And it was so funny to me. And I was like, oh man, this is nice. Look at us. We're not like surviving a stalker or sobbing or hitting each other. Yeah. We're just laughing.
Nobody's getting punched.
We're having a great time. And I like to watch it.
Mm-hmm. That feels like a movie I would like to see that probably should have been done in the early 2000s, like a female version of, is it Look Who's Talking? What's the Three Men and a Baby? But it's three, but like bachelorettes and just girls that are like in college and Phi Beta Kappa or whatever. And they're like, I don't know what to do with this thing.
I didn't realize how scandalous it was to see like a really young chick with a baby. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like at the time, I didn't think there was anything weird about it. And watching it now in my 40s, I'm like, oh my God, who would give a baby to these children?
Children.
Who would do that?
They are children.
I loved this though.
Yeah, they didn't send any instructions.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. They literally handed you a baby in the airport and just walked off. It was just you and this baby. They were like, good luck.
By the way, not far off, right? Like the universal thing that every single friend, no matter at what stage in their life, says when they have a baby is they just let you take it home from the hospital. Mm-hmm. They just send you home with this baby and nobody checks on you. And it's like, it's kind of insane.
I told you what the nurse said at the hospital. Did I mention this? When after I gave birth, it was the first night in the hospital, and they roll out the little plastic bassinet. I swear I've said this before. I'm sorry if I have. They roll the little plastic bassinet and they pull it next to your bed, and it's your first night, and they give you that little, it's like a rubber, it looks like a rubber ducky with a nozzle on the end of it. Yeah, the snot squeezer. And she hands it to me, and she's like, okay, good luck, guys. We'll see you in the morning. And I was like, what do I do with this? And she said, well, if she starts sort of choking or gurgling in the middle of the night, you just reach over and like squeeze it and extract whatever's in her mouth with this tube. I was like, okay. I mean, but like, I just had a baby. I'm pretty tired. What if I am asleep and I don't hear her? She goes, then she'll choke.
Stop.
She'll choke, like choke and then like cough it up. And like, no, she'll die.
Joy, where did you give birth?
New Hanover.
Is that New Hanover?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Joy, that's horrifying.
That's horrible.
It was. I just looked over. I looked at Michael. I was like, he was like, I'll stay awake. I'll do the first shift. Don't worry.
That is like, not normal.
What? Can you imagine saying that to? But it's true. So many people, especially when you're just used to being around babies, or I guess if you're handing off babies to people all the time, it's just like, there you go. It's no big deal. But Brooke handled it really well. I mean, I loved watching you go through all the roller coaster of emotions in this episode. It was nonstop. You were laughing and then crying and then falling over and then falling asleep and then working really hard and then grossed out and then laughing and crying again. It was all great.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was really super sweet. And there was like, as much as I could tell, this was another strike episode where I was like, oh boy, we could have really done with just like a polish on this script. Like I thought the device that you brought up, Hill, the everyone exploring their home life worked well because we kind of just had to use the locations we knew we'd have and make the best of them. And so this sort of reversion into childhood with Jamie's birthday party setting the scene and then Brooke and Peyton having this baby and then the guys trying to figure out how to grow up in their apartment and Millie saying, no, guys, it's cool. We can play like kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As much as I, had moments where I was like, oh my God, when is this episode going to be over? I also really thought it was sweet and fun. And I kind of loved it. I loved the way Mouth sort of wrangled the maturity. And then Millie was like, not so fast.
Yeah. Yeah. This won me over this episode. When it started, I was in the same boat. I was kind of like, yeah, oh, man, I got to watch a 5-year-old's birthday party. Like, why am I watching this on TV? This is not entertaining to me. I need drama. But it did win me over for sure. And there was so much throwback stuff in this episode. The Facebook status mentioned, the iTunes charts, the Macy's. Like, it was all just so, Macy's is still super relevant, obviously. But like, there's so many other things that just felt like a huge throwback that I kind of started to fall in love with it. And the story did, I agree, it needed a rewrite, like a polish, but the story did progress pretty well.
Yeah.
And even ending up, you know, reminding us all the things of Dan and ending up with Nathan and Dan having that conversation. And I felt like there was a lot that came out of it. It was good.
You go from Peyton and Brooke's place, that's chaos, and then to Mouth's place, which is also chaos. But this whole thing about like Millie's underwear. Oh,
that was what I was going to say.
You guys.
Gross.
Gross.
But like very real.
I mean, it is very teenage boy. Yeah. Yeah. Very teenage, like 20s boys, but gross. Have you guys ever lived with a bunch of guys?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, Hillary, you did with your brothers, obviously.
Well, I mean, even when I first moved to New York, I moved into the dorms and I lived with like 8 or 9 other girls because the dorms where I went to school were like suites. So it's 3 bedrooms, 3 girls per bedroom. And then you had like the living room and kitchen area. So I went from living with all brothers to like a fleet of women, many of whom I'm still friends with, but it was an environment that I wasn't totally comfortable. So I started dating this much older dude who lived in one of these kind of like Mouth junk Fergie skills apartments. And it was all dudes. Some of them worked at MTV with me. They all had their girlfriends come over. But the energy of living with all guys and being like, I'm going to make chili. What are you guys? I'm going to make banana bread to win you guys over. And then getting yelled at because I would leave my hair in the drain. Like those kinds of relationships really informed, I think, my marriage now. Like living with a lot of dudes is an important life skill. You have to navigate that.
Too. Yeah. After college, my parents were crushed. They were like, when will you move home for your first summer? And I was like, I'm never moving home again. Mm-hmm. And I moved into, all my best guy friends in college lived in this house together. There were 8 of them in a house, like right off campus near USC.
Oh, that's
and
so fun.
2 of them were moving home for the summer. And so me and one of my girlfriends took their 2 rooms. So it was 2 girls and 6 dudes in a house. And we had so much fun. But it is, it's like, it's a total life lesson. And when I think about, you know, every summer, like going to camp and then being a camp counselor, I spent so much time in big groups and, you know, big co-ed groups, but the cabins were always groups of girls. And then there was like groups of other people's daughters that I was responsible for. Oof. And suddenly, I'm living in this house. And thank God I had like one other ally to roll my eyes with to be like, what are these idiots doing? But we were basically like the camp counselors for these 6 boys and we had so much fun.
Yes.
I love that you were a camp counselor.
Oh yeah, it's my favorite thing.
I wish I'd had that experience. That's so fun.
We had that big supermoon here and I went with a bunch of friends. Like we went out to the beach to see it. It was like, it's the last one until 2037. We were like, we got to do something fun. We showed up to the beach and I just like got all the bags out of the trunk of the car.
She had a clipboard.
Was like, what's in these Mary Poppins bags? Like, why do you have all this? I was like, guys, being a camp counselor never dies.
Never.
I'm prepped and ready.
That's what it feels like, though. You're right. It feels like Millie's the camp counselor.
Yeah.
And I also feel like our culture really kind of romanticizes this kind of roommate situation. Like we grew up with Three's Company.
Yep.
You know, the new girl Felicity. Was on the air forever. You know, like there's a lot of TV shows about that odd man out roommate situation that make it seem so fun, like so fun. And I had forgotten that our show was in the mix. I like that we have this little interaction because all of these people living on their own is not realistic. When you are in your early 20s, you're broke and you live with as many people as possible so you can split the rent 20 different ways. Guys, I have this little thing on my phone that pops up while I'm asleep. So I wake up to like 20 alerts and it's all money that's being spent on apps. It's like, $8 for this subscription, $12 for this subscription, and it falls on me like an avalanche every month. So thankfully, we have found Rocket Money to solve all my spending problems.
Dude, you and me both. I honestly was aghast when I installed this and realized how many things I'd subscribed to over the years and honestly just forgotten about. And because everything's on your phone, I don't know, maybe not just me, but I was missing a lot more than I thought I was. And if that's happening to you too, seriously, Rocket Money is for you. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels all of your unwanted subscriptions. Plus, it monitors your spending and helps you lower your bills so that you can actually grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you're using all of the app's features.
With Rocket Money, I've got full control over my subscriptions now and a very clear view of my expenses.
We can see all of our subscriptions in one place. And if we see something that we don't want, Rocket Money can help us cancel it with just a few taps. Now, I personally love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they will help us create a custom budget and keep spending on track.
I just love that it is so easy. It's easy to stop wasting money on the things you don't use. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Well, underwear aside, I did think that the energy was so, so cute. And when Mouth and Millie come back from their grocery trip and they can't believe what the apartment looks like, Lisa Goldstein made me do a full spit take with, did you know your couch was brown?
Yeah.
It was wow. just so good. And when he opens the cabinet and everything, including like all the porn, starts to fall out, I was like, oh,
I loved
boy.
It.
Oh, boy. It was really well done.
I wonder if Paul has lived this since he was the one directing it. Paul was like, where do I hide my porn? Kitchen cupboards.
He's definitely lived with a lot of guys. I'm sure he's got great stories about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, as an athlete.
That's yeah.
So funny. And the skills piece I really like too. Bringing in this element of, because I kind of had forgotten about that he was the one that let Jamie go to the bathroom by himself at the wedding. And
yeah.
I had forgotten that was a thing. So I thought that was really nice.
That worked though, because I think we'd all forgotten, but he didn't. And isn't that real life? You know, like everyone else is kind of like, what are you talking about, skills? But you can tell it's this thing that has been kind of festering or like troubling him. He had a lot of work to do this episode. I thought he was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so much fun to watch Antoine. And I loved Skills coming to see Peyton at the office. It's like one of those things where you go, oh yeah, when they just don't know what to do with us and they give two of us a random scene. But it's so fun.
I love those.
Because
it's so realistic.
Yeah.
This is when they were going to set up Peyton and Skills getting together.
Because
they were bringing Lindsay back and like putting that toe in the water. And they had always meant to hook Peyton and Skills up. I was told at the time jump that they were going to put us together because it was going to piss Lucas off. Like, what are you doing dating my ex-girlfriend? And it was going to give everyone else be the excuse of like, you've dated everyone's ex-girlfriend. What are you talking about? You know, like there was a whole trajectory mapped out and I'm not entirely sure why they didn't do it. It might've been a network note. It might've been an availability thing, but it very much was intentional to start putting us together and like champion one another.
Wow. And then when did it switch over to Barbara?
When she showed up looking hot.
Like a snack.
Guys,
dude.
Yeah.
Barbara is so hot and like, so funny. And why do the writers have her banging a clown? What was that?
This was that scene with her. No, that's exactly it.
No.
The scene with her on her knees with the balloon getting blown up in her face. It was such a far cry from the Deb that we met in the beginning. And so far even from the Deb that was in rehab. Like it just was a completely bizarre.
Yeah.
I get that she's playful and, you know, being goofy, but I don't know. That was weird.
Well, I made a note of it. I literally wrote, I hate this so much, but damn, Barbara commits and makes it funny. Like Barbara is so funny. She's capable of doing anything, but this is one of those things where you look back on an era and you know what wasn't being talked about in public discourse yet. and you just go, man, this did not age well. And it's a testament to her as an actor that she could make it so comical. But like, that they made that man dress up as a clown and blow up a giant flesh-colored dick balloon in her face.
Yeah.
And she had to just be charming and funny with her tits out. I was like, I wanted to like crawl in a hole and die and give her a high five for literally being a woman who you cannot phase with anything. Nope. She's like, oh, you think I'm going to be bothered? Watch how funny I make this. And I was like, hate that you had to do it. Very impressed that you could.
If it were like a pack of chicks, right? Like if I'm with you guys or I'm with my girlfriends from high school and a clown blows up a flesh-colored dick balloon in front of us, we all react for each other, right? Yeah. Like we like maybe make a pervy joke for each other, right? Yeah. But the fact that Deb's doing it alone with him for his benefit, I'm like, no, you do it for your girlfriend's benefit. Right. And she doesn't have like a person there. But what I liked is that she went from doing that like pervy thing that was totally kind of weird to Dan knocking on the door and she flipped back into responsible Deb in a blink.
Like, yes.
That switch happened so fast.
That's why it was for me. It was such a jarring moment, the scene with the clown, because she did commit so much to it. And because that scene works. If it's in The Hangover, that scene works in a movie that is where it's, that's what's set up and that's who the character is. It didn't work as Deb because that's not who she is, but she made it work as just showing off what an amazing actress she is. But it still didn't, for me, it wasn't like meshing with the character, but she did absolutely the best that anybody could have done with that. But the way that she walked out that door and immediately flipped on and turned on the Deb that we knew from the beginning. Damn, she's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Also, guys, I have to do my honorary mention right now.
Now?
Right now. It's right now. It's happening. I guffawed and like did a real spit take when Deb says, be careful, Bucko. He's done time. And Bucko says, haven't we all?
Haven't we
with
all?
The smile on his face.
That was so amazing.
So
creepy.
Died. I was like, what show am I watching? But like, yes, I love that this clown was like, I'm gonna go protect this hot grandma. I don't know who this guy is outside. Also, casually mentions he's done time too. And anybody like balloons? Let's go back to the kids. That was just the right amount of comedic relief I needed in a Dan Scott moment.
Agreed.
Was this the precursor? This is like the jumping the shark precursor to the dog eating the heart.
Yes. Because he starts talking about the HCM.
Yeah. But I feel like this is them testing the ground. Like, oh, how much?
Girl, they've been done testing for episodes now. They're like, can we write ourselves in? Can we have Deb hook up with a clown? Can we have a dog eat a heart? It's all like a slow trickle to Crazy Town.
Yeah.
Slow trickle to Crazy Town. That sounds like a good name for the episode.
If it's not flesh-colored dick balloon.
Oh, my
flesh-colored dick balloon is... why didn't they pick like a green one or like a purple one even?
You know
been suggestive.
Because they just needed to make it so clear.
Can you imagine the like mom that was watching that with her 13-year-old daughter?
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
I had the same thought. Yes. Horrifying. I thought we could trust this show.
yeah.
Honey, go get some popcorn. Come back later.
And that, I guess, is part of it, right, is looking back, this is one of those episodes where the swings feel so big, like the ick of the dick balloon and everybody touching Millicent's underwear.
Underwear.
Yeah.
And then the swing to the sweetness of, like, the friendships, Brooke and Peyton together, Haley and Nathan having the chemistry.
Jamie kissing that baby's head, you know?
Children's birthday party.
It's so sweet on the one hand and then so totally disgusting. And I'm like, what was happening?
I don't know.
I feel like two episodes got written and then they just pushed through them together, scene to scene.
Okay, wait, I do have a question. And Hillary, you might know because this was y'all's scene when you and Antoine were together.
Yeah.
And you were giving the updates and talking about how Mia's number two on iTunes. Was Kate on iTunes at this point? Like, had she just released an album? Does anybody remember? Were we trying to drive traffic to her stuff? Like,
I think for sure we were always trying to boost her numbers, because when we shot the library episode, remember they were using footage from that for her music video?
Yeah.
And so her music video might have just been released. Like, she might have just had the song released into the wild. Because when we were shooting the library episode, I remember her and our boss, and he was like picking out which picture was going to be the album art for her release. And so I feel like there was so much work. How many episodes ago was that at this point? Like 4 or 5?
I think that was 509 and this is 515.
Yeah. So that times out.
Yeah.
You know, if they were doing all that legwork right then, things would have dropped about now-ish. Okay. Maybe. Or prepping.
I wonder if they ever thought about just using her name. I wonder if it was confusing at all for the audience that she was releasing music on the show as Mia Catalano, but then her own stuff was out as Kate.
Speaking of real names, I loved in the episode when Skills comes to Nathan and Haley and you called him Antoine.
Antoine. I loved that.
Oh, yeah.
It just made it so sincere because his character's name is also Antoine,
right?
But we never use it.
He was, it was sincere because he was being really honest and vulnerable. I guess it just seemed like it would have been strange to be like, "Oh, Skills, don't worry about it." Yeah, that was sweet. I was happy to see those scenes come together, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Skills be around with Barbara. Like this is the juicy stuff. I'm super excited to get into. The two of them is so fun.
I don't feel like. Are they foreshadowing it in this episode? Because it's the other two dudes who see Barbara when they're all like sucking helium out of the balloons. And it's Fergie and Junk being like, I'd do her. I would marry Deb.
Yeah.
I would do. You know, like, I love how age appropriate they are. All the other characters are doing that is just out of the realm of reality. Mm-hmm. Junk and Fergie, those are our real time dudes.
Yeah, even the way they freeze watching Millie when they come around the corner and she's doing Pilates and they just do not know what to do with a woman exercising in front of them. Like,
and using their TV when they were about to watch their own show.
Yeah, like, and it's not creepy and it isn't, they're not being salacious. They just do not know what to do. And she knows they're uncomfortable and it makes her uncomfortable. And everyone just sort of freezes. Because no one has ever interacted this way before. I loved it. It made me laugh so hard.
Them bumping into shit as they're leaving the room?
Yeah.
Like, no one told them to do that. They just did that.
Like, into the bike rack. It was so great.
I love Cullen's crossover into Outer Banks. Because I don't care that the characters have different names. In my mind, Junk is the cop. On Outer Banks.
Yes, he grew up to be the cop in Outer Banks. Every time I see it, I think that too.
Yeah. Good for him, man. That's exactly where Junk should be right now. Just dealing with some meddling kids.
Well, and it's nice that the boys in their little container, like all those boys get to be silly and young. And like we were talking about earlier, finding their way and a little bit broke and figuring out what their life is in this apartment. And two of them get to be ridiculous. And one of them, you know, Mouth is trying to be less ridiculous for his girlfriend. And then you've got Skills, who's such a good uncle and so playful, but he's also dealing with something a little heavy. And it's nice. It's nice that he gets a lot of comic relief in his group of friends.
Yeah.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live in to a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I've am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayfairhood in every zip code, brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayfairhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler Sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture, they make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Well, let's talk about the heavy shit then, because I thought Haley was so great in this episode, in these scenes with Luke, where, okay, I'm going to placate you. I'm going to placate you. I'm going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you it's fine. That moment where you're like, stop it. I'm your best friend was fantastic. I loved that.
Thanks.
And I loved that you guys,
you made it into something. Like, it could have just been a scene in a corner at a party. But the fact that you the two of you and Paul staged it with you helping him get ready and being like, what do you do? Who cares if she likes blue? Like, she doesn't like you, dude. And you're trying to give him these like honest answers and he just won't hear it. And you kind of, without shaking him by the shoulders, you shake him by the shoulders and remind him of who you are in his life and what you're there for. I loved it. It felt so real.
I remember shooting those scenes. I have, for some reason, I have a lot of memories of the scenes in Lucas's bedroom in the house. I just felt like Chad and I just got on really well. And so it was easy on set to be able to dive into the Lucas and Haley BFF energy. Mm-hmm. And I had missed it because I spent so much time with James, who mm-hmm. I love, and it was great. But I did miss being able to really jump into other people's stories and to go back to the beginning, because I spent most of my time in the first season with Chad. And then everything progressed from that point forward. So it was always nice to go back and just revisit that best friend energy. That was the moment in the screen test of when I won the part and I knew I had gotten it because we had such great chemistry in that screen test. It was total brother-sister energy. And I didn't get to do a lot of that, I feel like, on the show because of how quickly things progressed with Nathan and Haley. Mm-hmm. So those scenes were always really fun. And he knew his room so well. He knew the set so well that he always had, you know, it's funny. I think we're both kind of proppy actors. I'm probably a little bit more of a proppy actor, which is a downfall of mine. I think I lean on it too much. But he knew where everything was in that room. And he always knew what to go to, what to grab onto, what to pay attention to. And yeah, it was fun just moving around that space with him, and especially with Paul, because he was our family. So it just, those scenes always felt like family. But I did like the chemistry between Lucas and Lindsay in this episode, I have to say. Like, I kind of go back and forth between them where I'm like, no, it's not right. Lucas and Peyton forever. And then this one, I was kind of like, oh, Lindsay, I mean, maybe it could work.
Lindsay and I were styled hair and makeup wise so similarly, that sometimes I get confused at who I'm looking at. And that's weird thing to admit.
Yeah.
We're both wearing like the eyeliner on the lower rim and our hair is styled very similar and our coloring is very similar.
Your hair color is so similar, yeah.
And we stare at people the same way. We're just always like lurking over. When Lindsay walks in and like her and Lucas are locking eyes and then looking away over the group of children, like that's a very Peyton Lucas thing to do.
Yeah.
And so I'm just confused who I'm looking at. And so if he ends up with Lindsay, like, I'm okay with it. It's fine. Like,
I always thought she was styled a little bit more New York businesswoman, I guess at the beginning, but maybe she relaxed a little bit more into, but you were also a little more dressed up for your job at the record label. So I guess
it's really more like the hair and makeup. It's just, it'd be one thing if he like started dating like a zany redhead, you know, like, clearly we're different, but when you've got two chicks that have just a really similar aesthetic,
and they're
saying that scene with Peyton and Lindsay where it's like, hey, I'm sorry, and it's like, no, really, it's not your fault, I could have said yes. That was such a big dick energy move from her. Yes, I love it.
It was so good.
When she said that to you, I went,
oh. I know,
like, I gasped out loud.
I loved it.
Oh my God.
She delivered it so well too. She didn't do it like an asshole. She really was like, yeah, it's all good. I mean, it's not all about you, but it's okay. I'm still here being funny.
Yeah.
I loved it. So subtle and so sharp. Peyton needed that. It's like, baby, you're not even a factor here, but thank you.
No, thank you.
Go on. Go back to the party
but
now.
I appreciated that Peyton was apologizing and just, I don't even know exactly what you were apologizing for.
I thought about that. You know what Peyton did? She put a splinter in something, and you can live with a splinter. A splinter is not going to kill anybody. It's not going to really hurt anyone, but it's irritating. She added an irritant to their relationship that had it not shown up, maybe everything would have been fine. Maybe it wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, but she put a splinter in there.
But the truth is, Lucas is the one that allowed the splinter to exist there. Well, if he didn't still love Peyton, if he wasn't still thinking of that as a possibility, there's easy ways to just eliminate that from your relationship.
I mean, if he wasn't so invested in something else, like, he still has a foot in the relationship with Peyton, clearly. He's got the freaking ring he proposed to you with in the sock drawer. Like, dummy, weird. He only proposed to her because she found it. Like, when you think about those things, it gets so uncomfortable. And what I appreciate about it is, A, it gives us great drama as an audience. B, it does give us some sort of juvenile behavior that you need when all your 21-year-old characters are, like, writing bestsellers and launching billion-dollar companies. Like,
wearing fancy shorts.
Yeah. Like, please let us do some dumb, childish stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that's part of what makes it complex. And in a way, I sort of felt like Peyton was apologizing for the fact that her and Lucas still had this stickiness, and Lindsay really owned it and was like, it's fine. It was my choice. And I was like, oh boy, I was not prepared for that. Oh boy.
She's so mature. She's like the most mature out of every single one of us.
All of us. Somebody gave me a baby and she is still more mature by far.
But then Haley gets Peyton to admit, she's like, do you love Lucas or do you just love the idea of him? And Peyton for the first time is like, yeah, both. Like, I love the idea of what we could have been.
Yeah.
You know?
Those ideas are hard to let go of.
They are.
I just don't know why we're doing all this work to have Peyton detach just for them to end up together. Like, episode felt like a lot of, like, well, I love him. I'm stalking him on the internet. But I'm going to make some big admissions here.
I just feel like they did that all season. Like, I'm still mad about the fact that you and I had to shoot a scene where I looked at you while you're crying over the love of your life and I go, I'm going to ask him to be my sperm donor. Like, what?
That was the jump the shark moment. Guys, it really was.
It lasted
was the
for moment. One episode. We never talked about it again.
Here's the deal. The fan base is all we don't remember that. We don't remember you physically asking him. And so there has been a lot of speculation, like, are we reading into things?
No.
Is it possible she was just telling him, I'm going to adopt a baby, and he was saying, are you sure?
No. She says, I want to have a baby with Lucas. And then there's a scene that cuts in a couple episodes ago. I say it to Hillary, and then a couple episodes ago, there's a scene that cuts in to an episode with me and Chad mid-conversation. Right. And he's like, whoa.
Yes.
And I'm like, just think about it or whatever I say. Like, and then it just went away. So it's like they're setting up this whole thing for you where you're like, maybe I don't really love him. Maybe it's the idea of him. Maybe it's high school nostalgia. And then you're going to be together forever. Like, what is going on?
Well, and they're doing so much work right now with Brooke and Lucas playing house in this episode.
Yeah.
Which also feels super weird.
They didn't know what they wanted.
They really didn't.
Because we spend the whole first act of the episode with Peyton and Brooke playing house together. And then that's not good enough. Brooke then has to go and get help from Lucas in order to get her work done and, like, get the baby to sleep and stuff. That felt a little bit weird. But also we're setting up the whole, like, which girl is Lucas going to pick situation. Maybe it's all just leading up to that.
Was it ever really a question, though, if Lucas and Brooke would end up together? I mean, I think maybe in the first couple of seasons when they were dating it was. But now it's back to, like, friend energy. It just doesn't. Although, I don't know. Maybe that's just because in retrospect, I mean, that's the same Dawson and Pacey and Joey thing where, you know, it was constantly back and forth. What's it going to be?
Well, and in their conversation this episode, she asks him, would you do anything different in high school? And he says, I would appreciate things, or I would not take things for granted.
Yeah.
I would appreciate things that I'd taken for granted, meaning like her.
Possibly, like, you. Yeah.
What we're alluding to. I don't know. I like them playing
He's
house.
Confused. It does have that Felicity, Ben, and Noel energy, or the Pacey Dawson, Joey thing. Just trying to figure out where do I fit. But Lucas is so, it's funny being the age that I am now, looking back and thinking, what a mess this boy was, that he was so confused about who he was, that he was just bouncing around in his emotions between these three girls constantly.
Yeah.
What do I want? Who do I want to be with? Like, it's so selfish and just childish. I don't know.
Well, if he's getting to play house with Brooke and he's getting to play professional with Lindsay, mm-hmm, and like kind of fulfill those needs with those two chicks, I don't necessarily know what he's getting out of like the Peyton thing. I'm all for
it. The Peyton thing could be just the idea of what was, what used to be. And do I really want to let go of the possibility of the, of how romantic, especially as a writer, how romantic it is to fall in love with your first love and have go through all this and then come back together and have it work. I think that's a really appealing storyline, personal storyline in the mind of a writer for their own life.
Mm.
So I would think that that's sort of what he's getting out of the Peyton thing.
Sophia, did they make you think that you guys were like back on the path after that whole playing house scene?
No. No, they were always really clear by this point. But I think because there was so much energy around, like, you know, you and I, and the love triangle was so good for business. And there was so much, like, remember, this was the era of like those message boards. There was so much like Team Brooke
message
versus Team
boards
Peyton, where I was like, oh, well, Team Brooke and Brooke and Peyton are on each other's team.
Like, right.
The boy has to earn one of them. But there was so much about trying to please the fan bases. And so there was a lot of yo-yoing, at least as I was aware of it, that was very strategic, where it was like, we're going to make everybody think you guys have best friend energy, not dissimilar to Lucas and Haley. We'll put Lucas and Brooke in that category. And then people will say it's because they're in love. And then people will say he can't be with Lindsay because he's in love with Peyton. And like, they really wanted to play that up. Like, who is Lucas going to end up with?
Poor Chad. Like,
I know. And to your point, Joy, like, sort of, there was a lot in this episode that felt like it referenced our early seasons in the dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think they really wanted to get back to that, like, Willie or won't he with us from season one.
I mean, but for him, was he ever vilified? Like, I know, like, the Brooke fans hated Peyton and the Peyton fans were like, God damn it, Brooke, get out of the way. Was Lucas ever in trouble with the fan base?
I don't think so. I think they all just loved that brooding face.
Well, here's what I'll say. Chad was always great with kids. Seeing him with the baby in this episode was handsome. Like, I even when like Peyton and Lucas have their baby together that day, you know, when we would shoot stuff with the baby, I was just like, wow, you are good at this. Hmm. How many younger siblings does he have in real life? He's got a bunch of siblings.
Aren't there four of them? I don't know what the...
I know he had like a little sister. So like the little girl thing he was already good at. And I liked seeing that baby just smile at him. You know, there were girls at home that were like, what I wouldn't give to be baby Angie sitting on his lap right now.
I did love that though, seeing Brooke and Lucas just being friendly and helping each other out. And
Yeah.
It's hard to be young and have a new baby suddenly thrust on you. And then to have a man who's willing to be nurturing and show up and help out was lovely.
Well, and to have a friend who can be supportive. And I thought it was so sweet, you know, the nerves. I remember that line asking him, like, does everyone know more about babies than me? Which made me giggle because I was like, you know, I took care of other people's kids to like pay my bills. So I was like, it's funny to have to play a person who doesn't know what to do with the baby.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was kind of cool that the Lucas character then talks about what it's like to have a little sister born when you're 18.
Ooh, weird.
You know, Nia and I talk about that a lot. My best friend has younger siblings who were born when she was a teenager. And she always jokes like, yeah, well, what it's like to be the first pancake. That's like a little misshapen and a little your young parents have no idea what they're doing. And then like when they're older and they have their lives figured out and they have this next wave of kids, they're like, yeah, we're pros at this. And I don't know. I love the dynamic of somebody being like, yeah, no, because I have a sibling, but essentially I'm an uncle. And it was sweet. And in the same way that I liked watching Haley and Lucas, I liked watching Brooke and Lucas. I like seeing these strong friendships in dynamics that, you know, let's be honest, on teen dramas, usually when you got a boy and a girl on screen, it's romance. And it's refreshing to see platonic friendship.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not playing anything suggestive. Right? Like he could have.
He seems like he's really trying to do the right thing. Like he's trying to stick the course with Lindsay and really commit to it.
Well, and if he's feeling so lonely because he's in that house, like he begged that chick to spend the night. Please keep the key. Keep the key. He said, this is your home. And she puts it on the dresser. That was that hurt.
It hurt. And the great way that Paul directed the misdirect, her walking in with that big overnight bag. I was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What's going on? And she was just coming to get the rest of her. I was like, oh my God. Telling you she could have said yes. And then coming in with that empty bag to pack up. I was like, Lindsay. Yeah. She's really showing everybody who's boss.
She's out. She's out. And sitting in an empty house after you've been rejected is a terrible feeling. You know, Lucas was like, "That baby, this baby can stay all week. Y'all just want to, I guess what, Brooke? I got a
key. I'll build you a crib.
You want a key?
Spare key's right here. Please stay.
I had it made for you today. Did you?
I love it. I love it. No, that's a sweet energy. I thought the family stuff was really sweet. I loved seeing Lucas and Nathan talk to each other in this episode. At the birthday party and just kind of like confide in one another where it's like, I have best friend status and I have husband status. There's just a real camaraderie there that makes the Dan stuff really pop because it's like all of these people love each other.
Yeah.
And they're setting a boundary with this guy as a unit. Mm-hmm. And it's still hard.
Yeah.
It's sad to see him tell his son, I have 6 months to live and have Nathan leave. And yet, what else was he going to do? It's the boy who cried wolf. Like, he's just burnt all the bridges.
Nobody believes Dan at this point.
No.
Yeah.
Can I say it? He's never looked better.
Paul.
Like, evil Dan with this haircut and this tan. Yeah. Like, Dan Scott has never looked better. I loved
it. He doesn't look like he's got 6 months to live.
No. No. And I thought there was a moment where I thought Deb was going to open that door and be like, hey, what's up? And she didn't. Good for her. I'm a weaker woman than Deb. but him offering Nathan his childhood sanctuary and Nathan rejecting it is a big metaphorical decision. I liked that he was like, I'm not going to give my son the same childhood that I had. I refuse.
Yeah. Well, and on that sort of theme of nostalgia, Dan giving Jamie Nathan's first jersey, he's really trying to pull Nathan back into these happier times, childhood, we could go back. And Nathan's just not taking the bait. And it's really... It's really nice to watch. You know, he's really standing in his fatherhood and his manhood and just saying, I'm not going to be like you.
I'm not going to let you continue to take advantage of me. I mean, he's been just doing it for years and years and years.
Yeah.
It's to the point on the show now where we've just, after watching these episodes so much, I'm like, I don't even believe him. How do we even know it's true?
Yeah.
And even if he only feels bad when it affects him, when it's, you know, he's just totally incapable of empathy.
The thing that wrapped all of this up really nicely for me and that I loved watching through the whole end of the episode was actually the conversation that Brooke and Lucas got to have together. Them being friends, to me, teed up everyone's sort of ending montage, because she asks him, you know, is this how you thought our lives would turn out? Do you ever want to go back? Would you do it differently? And he gets to admit, you know, I think we have to work through all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, that's such a theme that for whatever reason, I find myself exploring in a lot of conversations with friends right now. Like, no matter how hard things have been, I wouldn't change anything. My friends are like, same, wouldn't change anything to get to this point. And then freaking Adele kicks in with Hometown Glory.
Yeah, what the heck?
Like, what a sink we got.
And what? Then
everyone is in this place that they need to be, that they've worked to get, however hard it's been to get here. And you see all these lovely things happening. People being in these good zones. The three of you as a family. You know, Mouth and Millie and the guys and Lucas and Angie and Brooke. And this new friendship, and like, it goes through all this stuff. And then Dan talking about Hometown Glory gets shut down by the son who doesn't want to be like him. His work, working through all this stuff, like Lucas said, has been to be a different man. And I was like, okay, all my criticisms for this episode out the window. I am into this ending montage.
Yeah, yes.
I like it. I'm here for it. Like, I felt like they wrapped it up in a way that I really got what we were trying to say to people.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Adele.
How did we get that Adele song? Wait, was she Adele when we got that song, or did she have an album? Was this before 21 came out?
I mean, this was right at the beginning.
She was just a baby.
Yeah. I think her album probably came out in 2008. It's
wow.
Crazy. Crazy
Amazing
to think
that we got that. I know. I was like, that voice. Wait.
I was like, is this happening right now?
This is like when somebody said, you know, oh, we've got this great new artist. We want to put it on One Tree Hill. We need some placements on TV.
Have you heard of this album called 19? Like, excuse you. Yeah, it did. It did. It came out in 2008.
Love it.
Oh, boy.
Lindsay Wolfington.
That's my honorable mention since we're throwing him out here.
Yeah.
Adele is my honorable mention for sure.
I'm going to go with Barbara for this one because I just think she she commits like nobody else. She's so good.
I'm raising my hand and saying I got to actually do a tie. The Adele sink is big. And for me, the platonic friendship energy, I really enjoyed because you got to do it, Joy, and so did I.
And so did Millie.
Yeah, and Millie did with the boys. That's a really good point. Less one-on-one, but as a group.
And Peyton with skills.
Yeah, you're right. God.
Yep. And Haley with skills.
I loved
it.
There
was just so much good.
Yeah. I really love it. It just adds a vibe. Like, not everything has to be romance all the time.
Mm-mm.
And I love it.
Yeah, man. I'm into all of that. I mean, look, overall, I liked this episode.
Yep.
I thought I had some dick jokes that I wasn't crazy about, but what doesn't, you know?
Especially in 2008.
Yeah, 2008. We're going to look at it through that lens.
I'm obsessed.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture. They make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
Ooh, honey. You know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles, and the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
All right, we have a listener question.
Yeah, what is it?
This is from Melissa. Hi, Melissa. Why do they have Jamie's birthday in the middle of basketball season, but Haley went into labor on graduation day?
Girl! Someone's been paying attention.
Yeah.
That is, we could have used you in the writer's room, Melissa.
Yeah, where were you in 2008, Melissa? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
Yeah, no, that's it. We cannot answer your question with anything reasonable. No good excuses.
Writer's strike.
Yeah,
I guess.
You know what they do for my daughter's kindergarten? She's five. Jamie's five. Is that all the summer birthdays celebrate half birthdays because no one's around in the summer?
Yeah,
for parties. That's literally the only thing I can think of to tell you, Melissa, is that it's his half birthday. It's not his real birthday. That's all I got.
It's his unbirthday.
A very unhappy birthday to you.
I like it. Yeah. Should we spin a wheel?
I want to. Oh, Lord. most likely to go viral on TikTok? All right, I've got an answer.
What
because
is it?
We don't see her. And I think it's a missed opportunity. I think Lucas's little sister, Lily, being like a remote kid is all about like TikTok life.
Yes.
Especially because she's like in her early 20s now.
Yeah.
You know, she's doing all those little silly dances where she's like tapping her hips and clapping her hands and shit. Mm-hmm.
And especially being a kid, to your point, who grew up, when you said remote, it made me think about like her life traveling with these fancy parents.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's probably like a modern era, like Bindi Irwin meets Emily in Paris.
Yeah.
Like she has an interesting life for people to follow on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's Karen's kid, so she's probably a really nice person.
Yeah. Remember Karen would always say like dorky mom shit? Like I can only imagine Karen's TikTok assessment.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'll do a dance with you. Sure. Laying it on real thick. Who does TikTok in real life? Because I don't have TikTok, so I don't know who of our friends is on there.
I mean, Barbara's daughters.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who else.
I mean, Grace, who played Baby Jenny, made me do a TikTok video with her when we were at one of the conventions. It was like her and a bunch of the other young actresses were like, let's do a TikTok dance. And I was the old person being like, I'll stand in the back.
I'll clap for you.
All right. Well, if you guys are making TikTok videos about drama queens, make sure you tag us because I don't know how to do it. So I'm glad you are.
Well, come back next week, everybody. The next episode's going to be season 5, episode 16. Crying won't help you now. Ooh, can't wait to see what happens then.
That makes me nervous. Sometimes the titles, I go, oh boy, what are we in for?
Yeah.
We'll find out next week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life, and I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.